With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The U.S. Supreme Court placed a temporary hold last week on a week-old decision that suspended the federal government's 2000 approval of the abortion pill. Associate Justice Samuel Alito ordered a stay of the federal court ruling out of Texas until 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday. Alito, who has assigned motions that arise from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, said a response to the temporary request by the Biden administration for the hold must be filed by noon on Tuesday. While Alito's order is not based on the merits of the lower court's decision, it means the April 7th nationwide injunction halting distribution of the abortion pill will not take effect until after April 19th, if then. The order is standard operating procedure for an emergency application, according to Alliance Defending Freedom. They're representing the pro-life doctors and associations that are challenging the FDA. They say it gives the court sufficient time to consider the party's arguments before ruling. That's according to ADF Senior Counsel Aaron Hawley. Federal Judge Matthew Kaczmarek of Amarillo, Texas, said the U.S. Food and Drug Administration failed in 2000 to address safety concerns in approving mifepristone, the first drug in a two-step process commonly referred to as medical or chemical abortion. He delayed its implementation for 7 days to permit the Biden administration time to pursue emergency relief from the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a piece in the Baptist Press Toolbox, Scott McConnell writes, "Everyone in our community needs Christ, but many times we can feel lost knowing how to help our congregation start connecting with people. Answering these 7 questions about your community will help you love your community better, pray for them more specifically, and highlight some needs God has in equipping your church to address the community. Among those 7 things you should be asking are these: what pain are people avoiding in your community? What pleasures are people pursuing? What worldview lens are they looking through as they view life? How do people personally interact? How do people build trust? How do people understand God? And finally, what do people think about the Bible?" You can find that full piece from Scott McConnell at baptistpress.com.